a passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver. Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Ohm Times, where we're changing the world, wait for it, one ohm at a time. Here on this, the third Thursday of the month, as in most all third Thursdays of the month, we receive our blessings from the heavens, down from the celestial bodies, lowering to this lowly earth plane, comes the one and only Rob Stewart from innercenter.com, innercenterastrology.com. No,
That's right.
Which one is right? I said two.
Innercenterastrology.com. Thank you, Dr. Kevin.
Innercenterastrology.com. Yeah, Rob and I are going to have a great time with us tonight. I'm losing my voice and Rob's got a cough and is not feeling well. So it tells you what kind of show we're going to have. Listen well. Prepare your questions. You can call in with 202-570-7057 because Rob and I are professionals, and we will rally, and we will give you your answer. Even if we do it through a cough and a weak voice, you will still get your question answered at 202-570-7057. But this week, as in all third Thursdays, we're looking at the planetary influences. And as Rob has ridden down on a moonbeam to tell us what he saw when he was hanging out with these celestial bodies, we can take out our charts. And if we don't have a chart, go to innercenterastrology.com and get one from Rob and tell you what your weather forecast astrologically is going to look like for the next month right here on the Dr. Kevin Show. So, Rob, have you hitched up that moonbeam and got your feet onto the earth, and can you start talking to us now?
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so. yeah, just recovering from a little, feeling a little under the weather, but happy to be here, and especially with this Mercury direct and Mars direct and all those things are starting to move forward. So, happy to be here.
So, I mean, we still have a few things hanging out in retrograde, but they're more minor players, correct?
Yeah, they are pretty. So let's see. I mean, the only thing that's in retrograde right now is Uranus, of the big players anyways. And that is turning direct. It's actually stationary right now. It's turning direct on January 22nd. And once that goes direct, we're sort of, we're back in the, I don't know, all planets are direct, for the time being.
And all the shit's flowing in the same direction.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Was that not the right way to language that? okay. So we have Uranus going direct. Now the nudes. The nodes were recently retrograde. Are they direct now too?
No, so they're retrograde as well. They sort of oscillate between retrograde and direct. And I mean, it's I don't treat the nodes in the same respect. Other astrologers may, but I really focus in on the planets themselves, really.
So you are disrespectful to the schizophrenic nodes who can't decide which way they're going.
That's right.
Is that what I heard you say?
Well, I guess it could be put that way.
Hey, on the Dr. Kevin Show, you should know by now we can put it every which way and often do. So why don't you go ahead and kick off What's going on in the heavens? What do we have to look forward to? And what do we want to just jump under the covers and pull them over our head about?
Yeah, well, good question. I first of all, I don't know. All I can do is speak to what the you know, the planets are saying, and you know, the way I see astrology is that similar to a clock on the wall, the planets are, of course, moving through the constellations and having conversations with one another. And I see astrology as sort of a timepiece that lets us know, hey, these are some of the themes and energies that we're learning and growing and evolving through. Personally, my own perspective is that they don't have power over us in that way of speaking. It's more of like looking at a clock on the wall. And if it says it's noon, well, that means the sun is overhead and it's time, you know, it's great to go outside. You're going to have light and all the rest. And so astrology is similar to a clock where you can look at the alignments and see what general themes are likely unfolding in some way in here on Earth. Now, just to bring everything up to speed, we had, let's see, Mars went direct on January 12th. Mars was in retrograde in Gemini since Halloween. So that's been, let's see, November, December, it's almost 2.5 months of Mars in retrograde motion. And when Mars, or when any planet is in retrograde motion, it sort of reassess and relook at any themes related to that planet. It's a time to kind of take stock and look back and reevaluate this area of your life. And with Mars, that's where do we source our strength? Where, how do we take action? Are we, you know, how do you drive your own car? You know, are you driving your own car? Are you at the steering wheel? You know, these are all Mars types of themes. And since Halloween, it's been a time to sort of look back upon those themes. How are you asserting yourself? How are you taking action? And in Gemini, that's related to what information, you know, how are you communicating? What information are you collecting? Are there any adjustments with that in terms of data collection, networking, exchanging data, communicating data? You know, those have been themes for the past 2.5 months. And now with Mars slowly picking up speed, and I'll say that with emphasis, that when Mars station directs, it takes a bit of time for Mars to start moving forward in the sky, and that's sort of correlated here on Earth as a slowly gaining speed and regaining the steering wheel, so to speak, and moving forward with projects or actions you would like to make in your life. So so Mars went direct on January 12th, and Mercury went direct just yesterday on January 18th. And it's a similar thing for Mercury. You know, during retrograde Mercury over the past 3 weeks, it's been a time to re-look, rethink, reevaluate things in Capricorn nature. That's what are you bringing to the world? Are you being mature? Are you being responsible? Are you being disciplined? How are you, you know, self-responsibility? Are you thinking in mature ways and bringing yourself into the world in the way that you want? How are you bringing your work into the world? And this has been a great time for reflection and re-looking at these areas of life. And now that Mercury is stationed direct and it's slowly starting to move forward, it's time to sort of take stock and learn what you've, you know, reflect on what you've learned over the past month and past 2 months, really, and really start making plans to move forward in a direction that's right and empowering for you.
So, I mean, Mars was likely to put us in our head, because it was in Gemini. And, you know, during a Mars retrograde, there's a lot of, to me, there's a lot of reanalysis of stuff, poking at that data, deciding it means something different, deciding that, you know, whatever, we're poking. Mars pokes. I mean, does it make sense when I say that? or retrogrades poke. I should say that. I should say any retrograde pokes at you.
Yeah,
and so, yeah, and so, but where Mars can also be associated with energy, it can also oftentimes when things are going on with Mars, God of War, we may also find that we're getting in our own head and it's making us irritable. And even things, and you know, and I talked about this for the last, since Halloween, I've been talking about this in a ton of my couple sessions, because you know, I do a lot of couples work among everything else I do. And it's like, this is where you decide that maybe you haven't let something go that you thought you let go, or that maybe you're not done with something you thought you were done with, or maybe you feel like you need to renegotiate something, you know, because you've looked at it again, and that if you're not careful, because it's Mars doing the poking, you can have some, you know, it can come out angry. And sometimes angry and frustrated are very close. You know, it's almost like, well, you know, frustration is a shade of anger. And so the last couple of months, you know, you may have found that in not even just like romantic relationships, but in relationships, if there were unresolved things that you said, I can live with it, or I'm just going to go past it, or I'm just going to, you know, they came back up. Make sense when I say it that way, Rob?
Yeah.
And when Mercury decides to play with Mars, Mercury is all about communication. One of its favorite places to be in the chart is in Gemini. It's like party time. And so all of that stuff during the Mercury retrograde, where Mars was poking at all that data and you were deciding if there was unresolved issues and things to express or things to do and stuff like this, then Mercury really easily could have set you up to not do it well. Speaking retrograde.
Yeah.
So we're probably moving into a period where people are realizing that things that during that period, especially when Mars and Mercury were dancing together in retrograde, that things may have appeared to become big things. And by next week, you're going to be like, that really wasn't a big thing at all. I maybe still needed to say it. What made it a big thing was I wasn't saying it, or I wasn't living the truth. I wasn't taking the action. And the big thing was I finally said it. I finally did it. I finally, you know, whatever, and brought it to something. And then you go, you know, it really wasn't that big a thing. So be prepared that you may be holding on to things still, as Mercury is stationary and Mars is hauling its little planet slowly forward, forward, that we're going to find that some things calm down. So, thoughts?
Yeah. I absolutely. I would imagine that many of the listeners have been bumping through some real communication things. I know I have hang-ups, communication, rethinking perhaps the way you communicate, or a lot of information too in terms of just interpreting and taking in information. This is the things. There might have been some real challenges in that area of life, you know, like you mentioned, and here on out, things likely are going to get easier, I would say, from my perspective, doing this work, the astrology. The important thing is to learn, you know, what lessons did you learn over the last month and 2 months? Make those adjustments now and move forward more wise and successful.
Yeah, well, and I think that there is a part of it that is that's always when we come out of any retrograde, during that stationary period, is to take those 2 or 3 days and say, what has this taught me? Where am I now? What did I figure out? What actions do I want to take, or what things have I moved around and where they were in my brain, in my body, my emotions, whatever. And still, with it being stationary, I wouldn't necessarily take the action. But the stationary period to me is the time of, you know, figuring out where did I end up? Who am I now?
Yeah.
As I like to say. So we are still in a who am I now? Because even though Mars has been direct longer, it spent enough time in that Mercury retrograde that there's still a little energetic dance there, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I agree. This is, you know, it's a great time for reflection and, you know, making the conscious choice to make the changes you choose in areas of communication, asserting yourself, curiosity in life in general. You know, these are all Mercury, Gemini, even Capricorn themes.
Yeah. Well, and let's not forget the Mars message, which is to pay attention to where you're being boring in your life. I mean, it was Mars in Capricorn. That's boring, right?
Right.
That's what you said. That's the boring sign. We'll be right back for more with Rob Stewart from InnerCenterAstrology.com.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show. This week is Planetary Influences with Rob Stewart at InnerCenterAstrology.com. Hopefully you have your chart out as we're telling you the upcoming weather forecast astrologically. Remember, here on Planetary Influences, Rob expresses it in one way. I express it in a slightly different way, but they're perfectly in harmony, that neither one of us thinks you should ever give your power away to astrology or to an astrologer. Rob doesn't want your power. You know, he wants your check to cash if you get a chart done, but he doesn't want your power. But it gives you more information with which to make better decisions. It's like saying, hey, I want to go and take my little boy or girl or whatever, take my child out and fly a kite today, and fly a kite this week. And if you see that the weather forecast on Tuesday is there's going to be zero wind and it's going to be dead as a doornail in the sky, is that the day to take the kite out? Or if you see on Thursday, it's going to be a really nice, windy, sunny, high in the sky day, you might go, well, Thursday's probably a better choice. Now, the astrology didn't tell you you couldn't do it today, and it didn't tell you you had to do it on Thursday. It just gave you more information. Sound about right, Rob?
Sounds about right, yeah.
So like I said, we language is slightly different, but on this show, we don't give our power away. And you, however, I'm going to give away to you right now the phone number to call in if you have questions about how this may apply to your chart at 202-570-7057. That's 202-570-7057. Rob, so tell us what else is going on. We've talked about these, straightening out these retrogrades, getting their act straight. Good job. Good job. I'm impressed. You got them to go in the right direction. What else should we be talking about this planetary influence, Joe?
Yes. So, we have the sun. The sun moves, of course, through different constellations. And as it does so, it sort of shines a light in our life. And sort of a spotlight, a focus in this area of life as it cycles through the zodiac signs. And the sun is entering the sign of Aquarius on January 20th, which is tomorrow. It's been in Capricorn for the past month or so. And when the sun moves into Aquarius is a real, it's about change and revolution. It's about, you know, one of the best examples I think of Aquarius is to think back to high school or middle school, high school, where there's this rebel energy of being a teenager. And, you know, your parents, the parents are stupid and the teenagers are rule breakers. Teenagers are enlightened and they have a new vision. And it's not the old vision. It's not the parents' vision. It's something new. There's something more important. There's something beyond. And the parents don't get it, you know? And so, you know, that sort of energy, that sort of theme there is very Aquarian in nature. And this sort of breaking away from old conformity, breaking away from conditioning. And it's very interesting because each generation, of course, has a different brand of that breakaway. You know, there's, of course, there was the hippie movement in the 60s and 70s and, you know, maybe the punk rock alternative energy of the 90s and 80s. And of course, this is expressed a lot through music when that music is organic and you know, not a corporate, it becomes corporate, of course, once they see the movement behind it. But that's the sort of the theme of Aquarius. It's breaking away, breaking the mold, helping shift and break away from old conformities, old conditions. And it involves this sort of uncomfortability. There's in Aquarius, there's it's not necessarily a comfortable energy for everyone, but it's a place where like combining with like-minded people to have a similar shared vision and to help shift the world. It's very humanitarian in nature, and so over this next month, there might be ways in which these themes that I'm describing here are playing out in your life where you combine with like-minded people, where you're engaged in more humanitarian causes that help shift the world and to join with your metaphorically speaking, punk rockers or hippies and, you know, that type of thing. There's a real focus on that for the next month. Do you want to chime in there at all, Dr. Kevin?
Well, you know, I always look at that, the Aquarius sun, and I make that connection, which is interesting because the only major player that you said was left was retrograde, was Uranus. And of course, I always associate that unpredictable energy, that electric energy of Uranus with Aquarius.
Yeah.
And so there is a almost a commandment if you have a lot of Aquarian energy, which you could have a sun in Aquarius and nothing else, and your whole chart could at the end of the day make you a Taurus. You know, I mean, we all know how that works. I mean, you and I know how that works. If the listeners don't know how that works, you can go to innercenterastrology.com and book your appointment with Rob, and he'll explain it. Right, Rob? But it's exciting. It's electric. It's new. It's change. And electricity is high up in the sky. It's up in the air. And of course, Aquarius is an air sign. It's up in the air. So it is that humanity. But I always think that when you've got a lot of Aquarius energy going on, there is always this electricity of new or evolving, of unpredictability to some degree, and definitely a push to bring in the new and replace the old. Does that make sense when I say it that way?
Yeah, right on. Yeah.
So it's an electric time when the sun is in Aquarius and you can see what house of yours that it's going through, because it's going through one of your houses. Whatever your birth chart was for this next cycle of Aquarius, of the sun being in Aquarius, the sun is going to shine in that area of your life. That is the time, this will happen every year, that this will be that itch that you get to do something unique or different or to change something or shift something or be less happy with the status quo, to want to vibe up, charge up that energy. And, you know, besides looking, you know, knowing where, what area of your life it's in by where it's falling in your chart, we also have to look at what else is going on, you know, in your chart and with the transits to see whether it's going to be an especially high time of unpredictability and electricity, or whether it's going to be, you know, the normal high-ish time. Like, this is where the sun, think of the sun as the eye of Ra. This is where the eye of Ra is looking in your chart and says, here is where you need to examine. Sounds about right, Rob?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's right. Because, you know, with your own birth chart, much like unique snowflakes and alignments and based on...
Are you calling me a snowflake?
Nope. Well, I'm not a snowflake. With the unique configuration of our charts, that you know, in astrology we compare your birth chart to the transits that are occurring currently, and as the sun is moving through that part in your chart, it's shining a light on that area of life, and so that can be really helpful, of course, and particularly when you take into account the different conversations amongst the different planets. Where there might be friction in this part and that part, it can show up in your chart and can be helpful for planning things. But yeah, so we do have the sun moving through Aquarius, and that'll be for the next month. On January 21st, we have a new moon in Aquarius. And the new moon is is when the sun and the moon are joined in the sky. And astrologically speaking, it's a new cycle, a new moon cycle. And it's a great time to place intentions for the next month ahead, but also for the next 6 months ahead. And in Aquarius, the type of intentions that would be helpful and would be fruitful are ones along the lines that we've been talking about. You know, what are the ways in which you want to wave your own freak flag, so to speak? What are the groups and the like-minded individuals that you want to connect with and build something, you know, have a vision with? What tribe, you know, who is your tribe? And have you found your tribe? And is that tribe working? You know, these sort of ways of connecting with like-minded people is a real theme. But also, what is it that you want to be free of? Aquarius, like Dr. Kevin mentioned, there's this real liberation energy with it, and shaking off the old, shaking off conformity, shaking off old conditions. What is it that you want to let go of? You know, like the metaphor of an old shoe that gets too tight. Maybe it's a belief system. Maybe it's an old thinking pattern. What is it along those lines that you want to shake off and release and liberate yourself from? This is a great time to place intentions in those areas.
Sounds, you know, I'm always the first one in line with my freak flag. So sounds good.
Well, you know, also related to this new moon, the new moon is squaring the north and south nodes of the moon. It's a loose square. It's not extraordinarily tight, but it is relevant in that whenever there's a square to north and south node, it represents an opportunity to make new decisions. Where in the past, you know how we sort of live in ruts and we can kind of be doing the same old thing, and it's just easy to make the same choice that you've made in the past. When there's these conjunctions that occur squaring the nodal axis, they represent opportunities to make new choices and to sort of shift the course in your life. And with a new moon, it's saying, hey, this is a great time to make intentions for the types of changes you want. And over the next 6 months to work forward through that. This is an astrologically wonderful time for that type of thing. And this new moon is trining Mars and Gemini. So there's a lot of oomph and ability to take action. Energetically speaking. So that's a new moon on January 21st. Now on January 22nd, it's funny, we won't be going through the whole month day by day, but there's a lot of action here in the beginning of the astrological month. On January 22nd, we have a Saturn and Venus conjunction, and that's active starting today. So Saturn and Venus are conjoining in the sky. And that really brings, asks for maturity in relationships and also in your financial life as well. But usually, relationships play a big role here. And with Saturn, it's asking us all to mature and to be self-disciplined and to work through any challenges that might arise in relationships or partnerships, things of that along those natures. And this goes through January 24th, January 25th. So it's just something to keep in mind here with this weekend ahead, just working through and bringing more maturity to your relationships. It's a great opportunity for it.
Well, and you know, one of the interesting things that you said, you know, before about flying your freak flag, and then you're talking about the Saturn Venus energy. And sometimes maturity is being able to recognize that your partner or your close friends or people that the people who matter in your life, that your life shifts and changes and is influenced by them on a regular basis, whoever those are, that this is a time to step up that maturity of relationship that allows you to embrace or recognize more of the freak flags that they fly that maybe haven't always set well with you, or that you don't feel like you have a resonance to. And you may love the person, they may be your best friend, they may be a sibling, they may be a parent, whoever, but you just kind of like ignore the part of their freak flag that you're uncomfortable with. And I think that there's a maturity that is being invited to happen that says, this is about not making their freak flag about you. I'm just throwing that out off the top of my head. I could be full of crap.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Good point.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
So that was my comment on it. So now we're on to January 23rd. What's going on the 23rd? Oh, and we're on break, and we'll be right back with Rob Stewart from InnerCenterAstrology.com.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Vox Novus, the new voice. Vox Novus, the new dimension. Vox Novus, thought and movement leaders who will share from their experience and offer tools to help us navigate our rapidly changing world. My name is Victor Furman. Join me every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio for Vox Novus, the new voice.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the last segment of the Dr. Kevin Show. This week is Planetary Influences with Rob Stewart from InnerCenterAstrology.com. We're talking about kind of what is the astrological weather for this, the time of Aquarius, which we are stepping into tomorrow. And Rob is doing a really good job of giving us a day-by-day blow of what's going on. And so we're January 23rd. So what's happening on the 23rd, Rob? Fill us in.
That's right. You said this is a 3-hour snow, right? Right. So January 22nd, still on the 22nd, in fact.
We haven't even got to the 23rd yet. Oh, go ahead.
Uranus goes direct on the 22nd. So Uranus has been retrograde here for some time. I actually don't have the date of that, but as Uranus has been retrograde, like we said before, it's a time to reassess and reevaluate these areas of life. With Uranus, it's about, are you standing in your own unique, are you waving your freak flag? Obviously those themes are showing up here with the sun moving through Aquarius, but with Uranus retrograde over the past, maybe 5 months or so, this has been a theme anyways, is relooking and reevaluating. Are you being unique in your life? Are you autonomous in your life? Are you standing in your own two shoes, or are you conforming to the shoes that other people want you to wear? And other ways can show up was, are you rebelling too much? You know, are you rebelling not enough? Are you rebelling too much? You know, this is sort of been a period of time to sort of recalibrate and relook at those areas of life and really find where it is in life you want to liberate yourself from the old and step into the new. So this is a time with Uranus going direct on January 22nd to really step forward with, you know, and shake off all those old conformities or old things that simply no longer apply. And I do want to say this is in Taurus. So this is particularly in areas of your life where you, the things you value could be old relationships with money or how you value yourself, how you, your own self-confidence, your own self-responsibility, how do you earn money? Are you earning it in the way that is right? Are you charging enough for yourself? Are you honoring your own skills and your own worth? Those types of things. So again, this can show up in many areas of life related to Taurus, but these are just a few.
Yeah. And, you know, we have this energy, and I want to be careful because I want to make sure we get to all of the stuff you have. And I don't know how many more things you have to cover, but we are in this. How long was Uranus retrograde?
Yeah,
it was retrograde for a while, but we were doing a lot of underneath work during that Uranus retrograde and trying to bring it up to the surface and trying to poke at it. And again, retrograde poking at that, and what those mean to you. And now, as this is going stationary and then direct, it is really about what have I learned and how can I apply it? And, you know, and it's, you know, depending on where this is happening and in what house, it is going to be talking to you about new and different ways in which you may relate to beauty, feel secure, feel stable. And it's so funny to say the planet of unpredictability is going to make you feel stable. But in essence, it is the fact that astrology, like many spiritual concepts from the spiritual perspective, is the truth always lies in the paradox.
Right.
So
yeah. And it's been retrograde for the past 5 months. So it was around August 24th. And but yeah, you're right.
Okay. What else do we have?
Yeah. So we also have Venus moving into Pisces January 27th. And Venus, excuse me. Represents many things, one of which are our relationships. Excuse me. And with Venus in Pisces, the energy of Pisces is very empathic, and it's about letting go of self and merging and surrendering. And it's really, you know, connecting with that which is larger than self and surrendering self to a higher, something higher, really. And so with Venus moving through Pisces, there can be a lot of this sort of, first of all, a lot of compassion, a lot of empathy. But there's also this energy of sort of losing yourself in another. Be mindful if you have, you know, if your boundaries are being blurred in some way, that's in one respect, that's could be expected in some way with Venus moving through Pisces. But really, it's bringing opportunities to discover healthier boundaries, to let go of ego that is causing problems in our life. Of course, ego is a necessary part of human existence, but also the source of all of our problems and suffering. And when Venus ruling our relationships and the things that we value, the things that we attract in our life, is moving through Pisces, that we're being asked to transcend those old egoic dynamics in that area of life. And that's will mostly show up in areas of relationship, but also in other areas that you value, and you, like money and things of beauty and worth. Do you have anything you want to chime in there, Dr. Kevin?
No, I you done good.
Done good. cool. Well, so the we also have full moon in Leo, February 5th, and so this is a real electric full moon with obviously the sun is in Aquarius. And a full moon is when the moon is opposite the sun. And it's a time of fruition. It's a time of making, releasing, letting go, and releasing what isn't working with regards to these Aquarian themes, but also, you know, this balance between, okay, expressing your own personal expression versus this sort of the what you're creating and what you're bringing to humanity. You know, the sort of polarity between your own unique expression and your need to help the group, you know, self versus group and self versus humanity. And how do you, are you bringing your own creativity into the world, or are you only doing things for the group? And do you need more self-expression? These are some of the themes that could be brought up with this this full moon on February 5th. And this full moon is squaring Uranus almost directly with one degree. So there might be this sort of electric and unpredictable energy, certainly during that time, with regards to your self-expression, with regards to other self-expression. There could be a lot of opinions and unpredictable opinions being expressed, of course, during that time. But it's really a great time to sort of shake off and let go of any of these old programs. You know, this is definitely the theme for the upcoming month. And particularly February 5th is a great time to let go of any of those things that are no longer necessary. Any thoughts on that, Dr. Kevin? Hello?
Sorry. Nope, sorry I put you on mute because I was having a coughing fit. and I didn't want to be coughing through your thing. So anyway, I think it's very interesting that when it's trying to decide what is no longer necessary and to release it, that sometimes we give ourselves shallow answers to why we keep things. And the letting go, of course, letting go is always brushing up against that energy of change. And I was just speaking about it in my newsletter that went out earlier this week about, you know, if you want to master 2023, then you're going to need to check in on your relationship with faith and change. Because if you don't have good ones, it's not going to be a successful year for you at the level you're capable of. And so this letting go of stuff, when we let go of stuff, we are actually voluntarily stepping into change. And then that change comes back and hits all of our fears that most people, not everybody, but the majority of people hold some level of fears around change. And so then it becomes, well, maybe not yet. Maybe it's not time. You know, don't I really still have the space? There's a lot of excuses. And so if you're going, as this energy is coming up, that's saying it's time to let go. And we know that letting go, and whether it's of objects or people or belief systems, that it is a bringer of change in our life. The change has arrived. It was chasing us, but it finally caught us, and it has arrived if we actually go through the letting go. Sometimes what I would advise to people to think about is go through the exercise of why do I keep it? Not why should I let it go, but why should I keep it? What does it actually do for me in keeping it? Sometimes I think we need to flip that lens in order to be able to successfully navigate those scary waters of change by letting something go. So that was my thoughts. Does that make sense? Or am I just
battling? No, that makes sense to me for sure. Yeah, change is, I would say, arguably one of the best things in life and one of the most challenging things in life, just depending on our attachment to it, you know, our attachment to things. And I think this is a month of change and unpredictability, particularly around February 5th. in the news, it's always interesting to follow the headlines and see what's, what's playing out in those realms. And I'd say February 5th is a time where there could be unpredictability. Excuse me. Excuse me. All right. Oh, geez, I need a drink of water here. Sorry about that. Hang on. Any other thoughts about this, Dr. Cohen? That's pretty much all I have.
Well, I'm going to kind of take this show out, because I know where you're in a coughing fit, and I'm going to, again, counsel people. This is a time of unpredictability. Unpredictability can be an exciting adventure if you take it as an adventure, as a challenge, as a, oh, well, I wasn't expecting that, so what can I do with it? And even if that unpredictability, you know, the best laid plans of mice and men, will go afoul. And unpredictability is one of the major themes of this month, is unpredictability, letting go, and moving forward in new ways. This epiphany from Mars going direct, Mercury going direct, Uranus going direct. During this period of unpredictability, you are also being given the things that you learned as each of those planets in different areas of your house, of your life, in different ways, offered you some ways forward. It can actually be a little, a little extra $100 bill we kept stuck folded up in the wallet somewhere in case of an emergency. And we want to take these $100 bills out and say, what has Uranus taught me that I can now move forward and deal with unpredictability better? What has Mars taught me that I can now move forward and feel like I've cleaned out some old stuff and am now having a cleaner energy moving forward. And what has it taught me about how I need to be in the world? What has Mercury taught me? And as you embrace these lessons, inherently in those lessons, moving those forward and applying those is going to help manage the change in the unpredictability better. It's going to give you a leg up. So for people out there who go, oh my God, the last thing I need in my life is more change, and I can't stand, like, I just need it to be constant, and I call that boring, but I just need it to be constant and regular, and I just need it to be the same every day because I've had so much change. These three planets have given you a gift. If you go and look at the gift, you unwrap the gift, and you use the gift, it will make it easier. Right, Rob?
Right on. Yeah, well said. Thanks for having me, Dr. Kevin. I appreciate it.
I will talk to you as we go into the time of Pisces in just about a month here on the Dr. Kevin Show.